Yes, we thank you for tying in and being part of our study today. We've got a new mic, so we should be no more static in the background that I was hearing before. That should be removed. Okay, so we'd like to start off this new year, as I said last week, with some beautiful opportunities to be able to come up and identify more clearly of what is going on. How does it affect us? Okay, let's start off with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and grace that you have granted to us. Another life, another day. Thank thee that you might be able to give us health and strength. Now please give us wisdom and guidance from on high to share with thy people. Open up their hearts that they might be able to hear and understand your words. Open up my mind and soul, that you might be able to speak through me to them. Not be my words, but your words. Your son's name we pray. Amen. Okay. Last week we talked about a scripture. We didn't give the scriptures, so now we're going to give the scriptures. This is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. This talks about, for Adam was first born, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. So I think this is very interesting at the time we are in Earth's history, that we are finding that the man, Adam, wasn't deceived. He wasn't deceived by the serpent, but Eve was. And it said that even though she brought that in, that through childbearing, she will be saved. And she's going to, okay. I gave a good example last week of how ran across some women who were saved through childbearing. And I explained of how women who have children change their whole attitude of egoism, searching for themselves, just doing things for themselves. We are all caught up in that inner man. Okay? And so through childbearing, they're able to decide that, hey, I'm not just going to be a taker of everything just for myself. I'm going to now give. And so she learns how to give everything to her children, how to live for her children, and all of those type of things. And so, but the man, at the same time, when they have the childbearing, is not caught up in that. And so there is a problem, and the Bible does talk about that. We referenced it a little bit last week. But I wanted to go into a little more detail, because I think it's very important. Especially for the people of color, children, and the people who are winding up in jail and in lots of mess. Okay. When we read this scripture, it says, it lets us know that even though the woman was deceived, she is now saved through childbearing. What does that mean? The woman turns her heart to her children. But what about the man? Okay? The woman can now live for them. So then if you're pregnant, you should think about it. At least John the Baptist's mom, I believe, and also Samson's mom was not able to drink wine and do certain things that she was able to do before because she was carrying a baby. And so the same thing, that when a woman gets pregnant and she's serious about what's going on with her body and her children, she will, if she used to smoke, she will give up smoking. If she used to drink, she'll give up drinking. If she used to take crack cocaine, she gives up crack or coke or whatever, so that her baby might be able to live and be better. And so she starts a new train of life from receiving everything for herself, for the man, those who take care of their wives, and they have them during that particular time frame, and the women want to stay home, and the women want to avoid the rat race, as we call it, and, you know, go through all of that. She's saved from that environment of the rat race. She's saved from also the influences of other things in the world, of maybe her friends or her relatives or whoever that she used to hang out to smoke, drink, and do that with, that she doesn't do that anymore because she is more concerned about her kid and the life that she's about to bring into this world. And so that is vitally important, that we see that the woman's life changes, and so she is saved, not just from the rat race, but even saved from living a life of destruction, like a man. And so usually when the man has the kid, they do not go through those extremes. They do not even care. Some of them just ignore it. And so we find ourselves in a situation where that the family is divided. The woman has one goal, the man has another. And until the children are finally grown up and out of the house, she's always devoting herself to them. Always not to the man. And that is a, you know, a problem in some situations. And then the guy, he goes out and hangs out with his buddies and hangs out and gets drunk and gets high and eats things that don't need to be eaten and so forth. And he thinks it's all right. His life has not changed, but hers drastically has changed. And so this is a place where Yahweh now brings her to a point that even that it will help her grow spiritually. And then at that point, she looks out what's in the future. She starts planning for the future for her children. With a guy, he isn't, you know, usually, I didn't say all of them, but usually, they ain't planning about nothing. They don't care nothing. Their life has changed. But let's see what else can happen. What does that mean? The woman turns her heart to her children. But what about the man? In his heart, is his heart turned to the children? We know in today's society that men usually do not spend their time with their children. They believe, society has taught us in America, that the woman raises the child, she stays home, and the guy, he goes out and he brings in the money. But in today's society, we have a lot of women who make more money than the guy. So she's not staying home. He is, he's not raising a kid. So who is? Well, you have the TV. You have the nanas. You have these different things. Now, most of us don't have no nanas. We ain't got no money to get no nanas, okay? So, your TV is raising them. The school is raising them. And you entrusting your children to the school system that is as racist as possibly can be. You entrusting your children to the TV, who is racist as possible and misrepresents what life is about. You leave your children to the church, which is preaches white supremacy, and you don't even know it. So on all ends, you are being attacked, and you have usually no clue of what is going on. That is a shame. And we should not be in find ourselves in that situation. We should be able to move above that level. But we don't. And so when we get to that point in our lives, the woman now is not receiving so much, but she's giving more. So she becomes a giver while the man stays a receiver. And the kids are receivers. They want to receive everything around them. And the guy and the woman used to do that, but the woman now is now giving. And the guy, hasn't changed. He wants to get for himself. And so this gives a dilemma in the family. And so it's so easy for the men to walk. And so lots of single family homes we have. The guy, he's not serious about any of this. He just walks. Okay? So we wind up with a lot of single family homes where you just have the woman who's the giver to the children and the guy is gone. And so her new life is caught up with the kids. Even if her husband's home, her life is still caught up with the kids. I remember when I was there, my wife's life is always caught up with the kids. You know, so, but that's how life is. Okay, so as time goes on, the guy gets further and further into wanting more and more, and he's not getting it, because now the energies of the woman is to the children, and not to herself. So she's being consumed on all ends, on that end. And so we have and so the guys leave. Some of them never marry them. They're just having them out of wedlock. They're just having more babies. And some of them just for, you know, welfare or whatever. So it's a mess that we have here going on. Some of them are kids having kids. The kids don't even know how to take care of a kid. So you have this dilemma. And so some people have not planned. So if the guy had planned and the woman had planned, then they should have at least graduated from high school. Some of them dropping out, I'm hearing, in junior high school, dropping out in high school, never even have a job, can't go to college. They're in a dying situation. Some of them join gangs so that they can feel that they have somebody and that they're part of something. Their family, they don't feel part of because the husband is gone, the guy is gone. He might not even have got married. Just the dad is gone. And so you have what they call a dysfunctional family. And the guy is the cause to all of this, not the woman, because she's the one that usually stays home and has the children. Okay? When the guy leaves, she still has the kids. She's working her job. She's monitoring that. But you can't blame her because now the TV's raising the kids. You have the daycares raising the kids. You have the schools raising the kids. All the miseducation that you could ever get. And you don't have the dad there to lead and guide and protect. And so lots of women are looking for that, and they're hard to find, for real. Some of our men are winding up in prison. They don't have dads raising them. They just have moms raising them. And so it's not the mom's fault. As I say, it's the dad's fault. The dad is supposed to solve this problem. Okay? Is that what the scripture says? Yes. We know in today's society that men usually do not spend their time with their children. Then we find that the dysfunctional homes are filled with families that are all broken up, and mothers are the only ones raising the children and are single moms. With no man in the house leading his children, especially the son, we call this a conspiracy against the black boy or against people of color. You didn't know that there was a conspiracy against the black boy. Why do you think he's always in trouble, killing people, shooting people? Oh, what a mess we have. But let's take a break at this time and see what our sponsor has to say.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with Organo Gold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum, was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for returning and being part of our study. Yes, we just was talking about the conspiracy against the black family, against the people of color on the planet, about the conspiracy against the black boy, people of color boy, Spanish, Indian, Chinese, it doesn't matter. And we were finding out the family structure. Yahweh created a family structure such that the family structure was that you had a man and a woman with children, okay? And so the role of the woman was to raise the kids and to give them love, give them attention. They were giving. Mothers are giving, as we talked about. So women are saved through childbearing, saved from drugs, saved from all type of things that are out there. And with that family structure, that man is supposed to be the, at least in America, they have it that he's the breadwinner and that he's, you know, does all of these different wonderful things that are, you know, not realistic nowadays. But you can find them every once in a while. Like I said earlier, that the women are the ones who have a future and have think about it. And so a lot of women are planning to raise their kids by themselves. So that means they have to go to college, they have to have a career, they have to have something such that they can bring in income when the guy is around no longer. But they still have the children. So like I said, they're giving, they're thinking, they're planners. It's really, it saves them, yes, from everything that is out here. And then the guy, Yahweh has a solution for him also, for the family. And it's in Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Amen. You hear that? He's going to turn the hearts of the fathers. So all of these single family homes, the hearts of the fathers obviously is not turned to the children. Okay, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. And so now you see lots of people are trying to find out who are their dads, even though they never grew up with them. And so this is becoming serious. So the hearts of the children are going toward the fathers. And he says if we don't do that, as the women are being saved, if the men our hearts are not turned to the children, and the children's hearts turned to the father. Bible says, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And indeed, America is cursed. American families are cursed. These single-family homes are cursed because we don't have the way Yahweh said. The man is cursing the family. Not the woman. The man, she's doing her part as much as she can, and we have to give her, you know, acknowledgement to that. But the guy, oh, he is a mess. Most of our men are in jail. Some of them don't even want to finish junior high school. Hey, and people are dropping out of junior high school and high school. It's totally ridiculous. Now, but not realizing that they have to plan a future. Not realizing that they have to have funds to support themselves. Now, some people, if their families are rich, then they don't have to worry about that. But if their family is rich, they usually go tell them, you are going to college. It ain't even a debate. Junior high school and high school, that's the joke. Okay? So we can't even get over the hump of junior high school and high school. So it puts us in a situation of the environment. And remember I talked about that there's two type of laws that control us, the laws of the outer environment and the inner environment. Our inner souls, our inner beings, the sinful flesh that we must war against. The Bible says, we read in Romans chapter 7, the flesh wars, we read in Romans chapter 7 that in my members is a law. I find in my members a law. The law of sin dwelling in me. Also in other scriptures, the Bible says that the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. The two are contrary one to the other. So, if you are planning to walk with Yeshua, then you have got to get the victory over this sinful flesh. This sinful flesh is most definitely egocentrical. It is interested in nothing but ego. All it wants is me, me, me. That is the way of capitalism, America. That's what it is. Egocentric people. Egocentric society. Ego. What can I get for me? What is for me, 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 me? And so that is what Yahweh had children such that it was no longer me, 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 me. It would be the woman giving to the children, the husbands, the father's hearts turning toward their children, their sons and their daughters. Lest Yahweh smite the earth with a curse. And today, we are cursed. America is cursed. I don't care what the people say. But we are cursed because we do not have a good family unit. Our family unit is the pits. A lot of our men are winding up in jail, on drugs. It is a mess. Don't even want to go to high school. Don't even want a diploma. That we didn't even talk about that. Today, back in the days of my mom, in the days of my sister, she's 5 years older than me, back in those days, it was that you needed a high school, a college education. My mom and her sisters became LPNs, and the baby of the sisters became an RN. And on my dad's side, we had one Swan, and she became a PhD in philosophy, psychology, I believe. So we had that in those generations. And if they needed that in those generations, she's in her 80s now, just imagine what we need today. I knew when I came through school, I needed a master's. So I went and I kept going until I got my master's. And I had my ex-wife, she didn't want to go. She wanted to stay home. But no, you got to go get your master's, okay? So that if anything comes up, we get divorced or I get sick or I die, you can support yourself. So we were thinking ahead. This is a man thinking about his turning his heart to his fathers, to the children. Lest he smite the earth with a curse. And so that's what we did. And so now today we're in a better situation than most people because we have masters. Okay, and she's able to work in her field and get paid well, support herself. I'm able to work in my field and support myself and my fact, not just myself, but a spouse and children. All of that. I did that. We went on one salary. We didn't need no two salaries. So now I'm working on my doctorate. And so just imagine. Today you even need a doctorate. You get this? So the new people that are coming through, they're talking about they ain't trying to graduate from junior high school. They are going to be in trouble. Other ones claim that they don't want to graduate from high school. There is no more manufacturing jobs. This is the time of information systems. Because you have to have, this is information technology. You have to have some type of service or something, gift that you have. Even if it's a blue-collar worker, even if it's, laying tiles or building homes or any of those things, but you have to have a service. You have something you have to give. You cannot just come out here and just think that the world owes you something. And so some of them are turning to drugs, selling drugs, and thinking that's the way out. That is not the way out. But that's because the hearts of the fathers have not been sent to the children to direct them away from drugs, away from gangs. So they don't have a family. They don't have a dad there. So then they go out to get male bonding, and they get the male bonding in gangs. And it is a shame. And the mom can't stop that. Okay? So if we have dysfunctional families, and so Yahweh has the solution. Do you hear me? Yahweh's word has the solution to save the woman through childbearing and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children is the solution. Now, how do we get this message to them? Oh, we have got to work hard. We have got to pray. We have got to ask Yahweh to help us, save us from ourselves. At this time, we'll take another break to hear from our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products.
revered for thousands of years as the king of the earth, Ganoderma lucidum, was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for being back with us as we are studying about the family, about the children, about the family, the way Yahweh has placed it so that the men and the woman can change from being receivers of wanting everything for themselves to now to being givers, so that they can now give. And we see that the wife does, or the woman does, the mother does. And the question is about the father. What is his role? The dysfunctional family is a curse on earth, according to the scriptures, because we did read in Malachi chapter 4, verse 6, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest he smite the earth with a curse. So we don't have this, so we're cursed. Don't be trying to justify that, oh man, we're not that cursed. No, it's a curse. Our society and our things are turning upside down. And now you even have more people without jobs because they can't even get a job. And then the internationalists, they've taken companies overseas so they can, you know, make the Chinamen work for a dollar a day and sweatshops and so forth in New York and Detroit. And so we have a mess because we are people who are greedy, egotistical, trying to take everything for yourself. Not giving back, just taking. So, what does that mean? What is he selling us here? This lets us know what would happen when society allows the male to have no hope. Many young people have no hope. That's why they drop out of school. They say, I'm not going to get a job anyway. Then they said, well, anyway, even if I get a job, they're not going to hire me. And even if they hire me, they're going to put a glass ceiling. So I'm not really going to be able to grow to my potential of self-actualization, which we talked about last week, of how to get there, how it works. And so we have got to get to the point that we instill hope into these young people. I mean, some of them graduate from college and they say, what's the point of going to college? You can't even get a job after you finish. I agree. But we're not talking about a bachelor's. We're not talking about high school. We're talking about master's, doctorate. Even some of them, I'm sure. But the bottom line is, there's no hope. But we have to retrain our young people. We have to retrain the people who are losing their jobs so that they might be able to get into something that is worthwhile. So, as I would see it, I'm a sustainability man. They need to be retrained in sustainability. Solar panels, solar homes, all of those types of windmills, energy efficiency, health, how to eat healthy, how to exercise, all of those things. We got young people that don't even want to exercise. I was out of school. I visit these schools. The high schools I mainly visit because I'm preparing, trying to get people to go to college. And so they're telling me that, oh, man, we used to be able to, when these teachers grew up that and they were teaching, the phys ed teachers, that they would have lots of kids. They would learn lots of different things, and they would be developing. Now he says that he just goes past the gyms, and he doesn't even look in there. He says he doesn't even want to see what they're doing. He said most of them are sitting around doing nothing. Got a few people playing basketball. You got people texting. And it's a gym class. This is time of physical education. They barely get enough. And it is a mess. It is horrible. So we need to get into the sustainable living. Otherwise, the planet that we live on can't survive. And the Bible says the earth is cursed. If you smite the earth with a curse. The dysfunctional family is a curse on the earth, according to the Bible. Our males are finding themselves in jail on drugs. No hope of a job. Dropping out of school. No profession. Glass ceilings. They join gangs to give them what? Is missing in the home from their dad. Some join the military to fight what? More wars, killing. And then they come back with what they call it, syndrome, psychological damage. And so this psychological damage of killing and seeing people kill, this is what the normal thing that was happening to African Americans and Native Americans in America. And so now they are at least acknowledging that it does exist. And just imagine the psychological drama that African Americans and Native Americans had to deal with all their life living in America. The dream world, as some would call it, you know, the American dream. So, what pressures are out there? Well, we can't let the TV raise our kids. That's a no-no. We have constant pressure from all around us, from society. Okay, so do you think that you're making your own decisions? No, you're being forced into situations to make decisions. We just talked about last week of how we're all connected. By what you do affects me. If I rip you off, if I rob you, if I have my kids on drugs, then they rob my house. They rob the neighborhood. If I'm smoking cigarettes, I'm giving secondhand smoke to my children and to whoever who else is around me. There are so many ways that we are just affecting one another. By the pollution of our cars and the pollution of all this energy that we are consuming through coal and fossil fuel, we are polluting the planet. We are heating up the planet. We're hearing about how this ice cold, I mean, it is freezing cold, 10 below, 9 below, zero. Coming down in Pennsylvania, the East Coast, coming from Canada, heading south. We are destroying the planet. We are not following Yahweh's command. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Replenishing the earth. And that's what it means. We replenish children. That's what people are doing. That's what parents do. They feed their children. They build them up with emotion and self-esteem, if they can. But if they don't have self-esteem, how can the parents give self-esteem to their kids? If the kids are kids, how can kids raise kids? We have a mess. But as I keep saying, Yahweh has a solution. We have got to reach these young men so that they can understand, and these older men so that they might stop the curse that is being smiting the earth. We have social pressure. Okay, we know the internal pressure. We talked about the sinful flesh, the law of sin dwelling in our members. Now, what about this external environment? This external environment that they put us in, societal pressure. People exist thinking that they don't affect one another when they really do. When you don't think that you affect one another, then people think they're independent in what they do. You should not care about what I do. People just use people and exploit others. And that's how America was built, on exploitation. That's how people are doing. And so this is what they call capitalism. The rich get richer and rip off the poor and make the poor poor. I believe in the book of Job, it was talking about how the rich exploit the poor, and that they take them, you know. And it's the same way in society, that when you get your birth certificate, your social security number, you are now, that they list you as property of the state. And this is social pressure, that you have to work so that you can support the next family through social security, which they're there, but the Congress and them are robbing the social security money so that you can't, you know, that the money isn't there, and they're just spending it on wars. And giving it to the, you know, the big guys, you know, giving them breaks and so forth, the rich. So what we have here is social pressure all over, such that you're being pressured from society. You're being influenced from society. And they know that psychological warfare, they can use them. Well, let's take another break, our last break, and then we'll come right back.
tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with. Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.com. That's medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for returning and being part of this study. Now, We are referring to societal pressure. That's the environment that surrounds us. Okay, people think that they exist independent of others and that they are users of others and that they exploit others. So that pressure right there is enough. And so people are doing that thinking that's the American way. Now that's one way, that's how the environment is affecting us. They're using us. Well, they use you so that you can go to so that you can go to war for them. Okay? So that you can fight their battle. And a lot of these wars are senseless wars. And it has nothing to do with the protection of America. That is all a lie. Okay? It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the greed of the rich folk who are getting these congressmen and leaders and senators and presidents and whatever to go to war for them so that they can rip off more people around the planet. We're like Big Brother, you know? We go around the planet whipping people up. Tell them we give them the carrot or we give them the stick. The same way it was when we were here in America, when the African Americans and the Native Americans were going and being exploited. Not saying that that exploitation has stopped. No, it hasn't stopped. It just took on a new form. And so when this outside pressure, okay, now some people really believe the condition that we feel is that we are connected to nothing. So what I do should not affect you. You should mind your own business. But it takes a village to raise a child. So we're all connected. Just imagine you have children, okay? And then who are your children going to marry? Okay, if I don't concerned about your kids or my kids, who's my kids going to marry? A bum? Someone who's not going to do anything, be able to be? No. So you're of you and your family developing in my community and living here, we have to take care of each other, to encourage each other, to bring us all up to a higher state of being. We already read about the 7 levels of behavioral theory that they're using on us. Okay, the basic physiological needs, survival needs. And that's where they want to keep people. And so if you don't have a good education, that's where you're going to be kept. If you don't have a good job, that's where you're going to be kept. Okay? Now you might say, well, I'll go out here and sell. Some people are being forced to sell their bodies through prostitution. Some other people are being forced to sell drugs to get money. So we have all of these ways that we are being pressured by society to cough up money. But we have to get the right thinking so that we can, whatever we do, we know it affects the other, such that we can work together. As the Bible says, the bottom line is that we are trying to, at the end, the bottom line is atonement, that we will become one with Yahweh. And so the only way we can do that is that we must love one another. But how can you love one another when you haven't even reached the fourth level of self-esteem, recognition of your accomplishments, your ego power? So honor. You cannot do anything if you don't have self-esteem. If you think that you're 1/8 of a man, if you think you're not human, if you think that what society has told you, that you would even believe such a thing. So these are the things that is being perpetuated through the media, through the TV, through the TV shows. They're really horrible. A lot of the movies are horrible, but they're coming out with some good ones. Denzel came out with one or two, you know. So people are trying to fight back. But the social pressure of our minds, but biochemical warfare that is being perpetuated through the food supply, through the drug industry, those are influencing us to make decisions. We work like a robot. I mean, people can predict what you're going to do depending on what situation you find yourself in. We are under tremendous, but the truth is that we have to work collectively as one unit, as a family, as a community to raise a child. As a collective soul, and our environment. Our environment is influencing us. We cannot allow the white supremacist teachings of the church, of the society, of the school books, the curriculum, to continue to brainwash and take away all of our self-esteem. Everything that we have. It's a curse for you to be stolen, for your legacy to be stolen. That is a curse. And so we don't have men that are fighting for it. We used to during the civil rights movement. But now, people are saying there's nothing we could do, and we're just laying down, playing dead. We can't. We must fight back. We must pursue self-esteem for our children so that they can feel secure, so that they can feel that they can do things, so that they can know that they can accomplish anything they want, and so that we can reach self-actualization. But the bottom line is we're in this material world, so there's two struggles, our spiritual warfare, spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against spirit, and then the environment of white supremacy being taught on every end, of through the drug industry. The Bible says that through pharmakia, that they're using sorcery over us through the food and through the drugs. Now, most of us don't even know that. But a lot of people, through pressure, that, okay, you got to get the pills. Okay, so you got to get on Medicare. You got to get on this. So all of these things that they're collecting, putting you in these situations. And those that have the funds, they're keeping it to themselves, and they're passing it on to each other. Now, how do people think about you? What do you think? How do you think people are thinking about you? Of how the rich looks at you? Now, I saw a movie, or I saw some, and they talked about of how the rich, how these people looking at us. They call it Gods and Kings. If you saw that movie, The Exodus, God and Kings. Now, this one's called God and Ants. And this was in a rich family. So let's read some of this so that we can get a feel of these people that are brainwashing and killing us. And we're sitting back, allowing it to continue. I call in a favor. This is a guy talking, a dad talking to his son, the dad. The district attorney has agreed to remove you from the witness list. You will not have to testify at the trial. But Dad, she was assaulted at my party. She needs all the help she can get. The defense lawyer will destroy her character on the stand. Dad, with good reason, why do you think a girl from the ghetto was even at your party in the first place? It was to shake down your friend. He, and the guy responds, the son responds, he is no friend of mine. Remember, the dad says, remember, he is a fraternity brother. He might as well be your blood. But Dad, he took advantage of her and bragged about it. Son, your classmate has a powerful father with equally powerful friends. I'm hoping you can recognize how that can work for you rather than against you. See, this is his egoism again. See, there you go. Wanting to see for himself. If you could defend this girl without jeopardizing your own future, I might even encourage you to do so. But that is not the case. Son, the son responds, why is my future more important than hers? Dad, I once asked myself the same question. I will tell you what your grandfather taught and taught me. This world we created. Now look at these guys. These guys believe they created this world. They did create this society. That's right. Through brainwashing and social media and so forth. This world we created is made up of gods and insects. It is not fair, but it is the reality. Do not concern yourself with the well-being of ants. If you can see life through that lens, your choice will be simpler, easier to make, and to live with. Dad, I was told I am destined for greatness, based solely on my name. Surviving is all that matters, and that is wrong. It is not living. It is hiding from the truth. There we go. Hiding from what? The truth. That's what we're doing today. We hide from the truth. We will do anything to keep deceiving ourselves from the truth. That's right. You think that you're not being brainwashed. You think that you're not being controlled. That's not the truth. We give big parties and awards to cover up the truth. But we are not special. That's right. Just because you're born in a family doesn't make you special. We are cowards. We have to stop lying to ourselves. Son is pretty deep, ain't he? Father, I read your letter. A beautiful penned suicide note. Please do not try to stop me, Dad. I will not. Forget it, son. You are a man now, facing your first real choice of your adult life. I simply want you to be aware of its implications. Do you remember the fable of writers and poets? He criticized his fellow gods for their shortcomings. How was he rewarded for his honesty? They banished him, Dad, from Olympus. Is that why you are here? To threaten me, son? I mean, Dad? No, son. I am here to warn you, son. Siding with this girl, as wrong as that may be. So the dad knows, everybody knows, it's wrong. Sends a message to your peers. These are the same people who may one day hold your future in their hands. You do this today, they will turn their backs on you. Just as sure as the God banished the writer and poet who criticized them. Then I guess I will have to make it on my own, Dad. I beg you to consider what that means. Do you really think that you can succeed out here in the real world based solely on your thinking, your talents? Because I couldn't. That's Dad's response. That is not easy for me to admit. So the dad is saying, listen, I hid all this time. But listen, I didn't make it on my own. I did not make it on my own. But that is the truth. Luckily, we were both born, with a great advantage. Advantage over who? Over us, the ants, since they're the gods. an advantage, a family legacy. We're rich. We got all the money. And we control the legislature. We sold the government. Do you really want to throw that prestigious gift away on something like this? Ask yourself, is this the cause you want to risk everything on? Dad, we can live as heroes or die as villains. Wow. This is something for us to think about, realizing how society looks at us. And that was clear because during slavery, they considered their horses and their livestock more important than humans, than blacks and Native Americans. So this attitude has not changed. They created, as they say, they created this world. They put us in the environment of the ghetto. They put us in an environment of glass ceilings. They put us in an environment of gangs. And they're saying that they're building more prisons. They make more money in prisons, and they're building prisons faster than they're building schools. What is going on here? This is some of the outside influence. That's what I've been trying to tell you. You don't make your own choices. You operate like a computer program. They program you, just like in the Matrix, and you act out those feelings, thinking that they're yours. They hope you will never figure out that you are being brainwashed, that they are controlling and feeding you misinformation so that you can make decisions that they have laid out for you. Because you're going to work egotistical. It wasn't hard to figure out who's bringing the drugs into America. Okay, the blacks ain't bringing the drugs into America. All right? The whites are bringing it. The government is bringing it in. And that's what North said. Oliver North. He said that the drugs were being brought in from by the government and put into the black community. And so if you put them there, then you know what response you're going to get. So they set up that environment. They set up the environment that you'll have bad schools. And that's why they're not building so many schools, but they let the schools run down, and they're building more prisons for the enslavement of us. And so they know that they're going to need to fill these prisons, because if you can't graduate from junior high school and high school, even if you get a job, even if you got a college degree and you can't get a job, you know that you're going to turn to crime. So they're going to increase the crime and not the education system. So, yes, we're playing right into their hands. The gangs who bring in, or not who bring in the drugs, they don't bring in nothing. And those people, they bring in the guns also, and they sell them to these gangs so that they can kill each other. So this is all planned out. This is all well thought out and controlled. So we have to be able to see through this so that we can plan and we can eject ourselves above this. We have to figure out how to get out of this system. Are you going to take the blue pill or the red pill, as they said in the Matrix? Do you want to go down Alice in Wonderland and to see where the rabbit hole really is? Or do you just want to just sleep like the 10 virgins? Sleep on. There's nothing I can do. These attitudes that we have is horrible. If we thought about that, we would still be riding the back of the bus. So we have got to have a mental change. We have first got to realize that we're in chains still. Once we realize we're in chains, this is why we're going through this. Do you really think that you're making these decisions? You don't realize of the chemical warfare, the biological warfare, the pictures that they have, the curriculum that they're teaching in the churches and in the school system is not brainwashing you to white supremacy and, you know, and not taking away your self-esteem. This is all happening around us, and we can change this. We can create our own curriculum. We can bring health in self what do we call level 4? Level four is self-esteem, recognition of our accomplishment of our people and how we can continue this accomplishment. So, yes, we have curriculum. Go to my website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. Look at some of this curriculum. Get this for your kids. Get this for your grandkids. Get this for your nieces and nephews. Get the stuff so that we can fight back. They can take everything from you, but guess what? Your mind. Whatever you have in your brain, that's what my grandparents told me. And listen, get knowledge, get wisdom, get understanding. That's what the Bible teaches. They cannot take that. Such that we can get to that spiritual self-actualization of becoming one with Yahweh. That's what this whole thing is about. It ain't about how much money you make. It's about how much you can reflect Yahweh to the world. Love Yahweh with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. That's the first and great two commandments. And all the law and the prophets rest on these two. So if you think it's about something else, no, it's about one thing, becoming one with Yahweh at the atonement, at oneness. And so we would like for you to realize that. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to help us see where the problems are and make those changes. Now, anybody can read our books and get our videos, get our charts, so that you can what? Start changing the curriculum, changing your mindset. Bible says that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is good and acceptable? Perfect will of Yah. So this is what it's all about. Truth and freedom. You know you want to search for freedom, but you don't know how. This is what we want to be able to do, to show you where we're enslaved in our minds so that we might be able to get out of it, not stay there. Wake up, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, for thy light has come, and the glory of Yahweh is shine upon thee. Like the 10 virgin parables, they heard the alarm, and they said, wake up, and they woke up, and 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 were ready to join the procession, not lead the procession. You get that? Not lead the procession, join the procession. They had enough wisdom to do that, and the others were so dead asleep, they didn't even know what was going on, and they missed out. So what will be you? What will you do? Will you change your mind? Will you be changed by the renewing of your mind? Will you allow the materials that we have to change your children's mind so that they might be able to see what is that good and perfect will of Yah? Yes. www.peopleofcolor1.com. Check it out. Think and pray. For Yahweh is here, waiting to bring us in, helping us to take away the mask that they have over us, open up our eyes that we might be able to see the light of his word and be able to apply it to our hearts that we might be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And he says, this is, you know, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Now, some of us think that's unreasonable, but that is our reasonable service. Amen? O Yahweh, open our hearts, minds, and souls that we might be able to appreciate and understand what you have us to do in this time in Earth's history. Please, waken us out of our sleep. Save us from ourselves, for we cannot. Help us to get the victory over the sinful flesh. Help us to get the victory over and see the enslavement that we find ourselves, the chains that are on our minds, that we might be able to be free. Free at last. Praise Yahweh. Free at last. This is our goal. This is what Yahweh calls us to. Will you join us in this fight for freedom? Again, www.peopleofcolor1.com.